Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
The Bible is a book that tells an epic, grand story, right? If I could tell you, I don't know if I can, but if I could tell you the story in a couple of minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, it would probably go, well, it is going to go something like this. God created the universe. And to live in His creation, God created man in His own image, made to enjoy His goodness, but also to display His goodness to all creation as he trusts in God and obeys God. This amazing story, unfortunately, takes a horrible turn when man rebels against God. And in so doing, he brings sin and the effect of sin, death, into the world, this beautiful world that God had created, thereby breaking it. Man's rebellion against God caused him to be imprisoned. Imprisoned by his own sin, and with no way to escape the effect of that sin, death. And yet, God had a plan prepared. He would send his Son into this broken world to provide a way of freedom. It would mean that his Son, that he would have to take man's sin and the effects of that sin, death, on himself. And he did just that. His death on the cross revealed that he had made full payment for our sin, and his resurrection 3 days later revealed that he had completely destroyed the effect of that sin, death itself. Having done that, he graciously gave and is even now giving this gift of rescue and freedom from sin and its effects to anyone who chooses to put their trust in Jesus, in Him. For those who do, He promises an eternity where we can once again do what we were created for, to enjoy God's goodness and to display His glory to all of creation as we trust Him and as we obey Him forever. Even now, in this broken world, He is already beginning that process in our hearts in preparation for our future. And having given us this amazing gift of grace, Jesus, the Son of God, ascended into heaven and is now sitting at the right hand of God, waiting for the time when He will return to call His people home. And in doing so, He will also destroy His enemies, including sin and death, and set up a kingdom that will last forever. This is the epic story that the Bible tells us through its pages. The truth is that this epic story is actually in its final chapters. Everything in the story has already happened up until the point of the very end where Jesus, the Son of God, returns to set up His kingdom and to call those who are His home. Right now, we are waiting. We are waiting for Jesus to come back, to call us home. We're waiting for that call. And with the help of Jesus, we are, even now as we're walking through life, waiting for that call to come home, we are learning to enjoy God's goodness. We're learning to display His goodness and His glory to those around us as we invite those around us to join us in receiving that is ours through Jesus. This is the story we tell. While this is the main story of the Bible, this is the main story of the Bible, and while that is, there are also many smaller stories that we find in Scripture, many stories that reveal different aspects of the main epic story that is found in Scripture. Each mini story found in Scripture displays those certain aspects of the epic story. And our study of Psalms has shown that that is true, even of that book as well. And as we draw closer and closer, this is the last Sunday of 2021, and we're getting closer to the end of the year of 2021, so also we're getting closer to the end of the book of Psalms. We still have a few more weeks, so we're going to keep going until we're done at the end. Got about two, maybe three more weeks left of our study of Psalms. So far, we're in the last book, book five, the final chapter of the Psalms. And we've seen through this book that the people who have been exiled from their homeland have been rescued, and they are at last beginning their journey back to their homeland, Jerusalem. The promised king has rescued them and is calling them home. Today, we're going to look at the final step of that journey. It is found in a collection of psalms called the Songs of Ascent. These are Psalms 120 to 134. 120 to 134, 15 chapters that describe the end of the journey for the pilgrims as they make their final climb up the hill to the city of Jerusalem. There's so many good psalms in this story. And I had a hard time deciding which one to pick out of these because they're all good. But I chose Psalm 121 because Psalm 121 is a psalm that reminds us of the help that is ours on our journey home. We're all on this journey home, and it's good for us to see through the Psalm 121 exactly what help we have for us as we head home. Psalm 121 begins this way in verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Verse 2 says this. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I love this verse. This is such a helpful verse. I remember looking outside the window of my office one day and looking at all the mountains and the hills off in the distance. And this verse just kept coming to my mind over and over. The hills, the one who created the heavens and the earth. This great king, the one who created all things, with his great power with which he created all things, is the one who helps me. I was like, man, this is too good. This is so good. Think for a second. If you were one of the travelers back in the time of Jerusalem, back in the Bible times, during the time this was written, this man writes this psalm, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. He's on his way home, and he's reaching his final steps. He looks at the hills of Jerusalem, where Jerusalem rests on, the city resting on top of the hill. And as he gets closer and closer, he lifts up and he sees the hills of his hometown coming into view. That has to be such a beautiful sight for him. Oh, home! Home is so close! Right? This is the feeling he gets. It's kind of like, you know, when you're traveling, you're gone away from a home and you start coming into scenes that remind you that you're drawing closer to home. Sometimes when we get on a plane, it's kind of like looking from a plane, the view from your airplane window. Sometimes I come home to America. Sometimes I come home to Japan. And on each descent of the airplane, you look out the window and you see different aspects of home. When I come into Louisville, Kentucky, I see the open fields and the sprawling city spread out like that. And it reminds me that I'm coming home to see my kids, to see my family, to see my friends. And it reminds me that I'm getting closer and closer to home. And then when I come home to Japan, when we get into Narita, we see the rice paddies nestled in among the hills and different things like that. It reminds me, oh, I'm getting ready to come home to my church family and those I love here on this side of the planet. Both ways remind me, those scenes depict home. And they remind me of all that I love and all that I care for. That scene probably was the same feeling that the writer of the psalmist had when he looked up to the hills. It reminded him of Jerusalem, but also it reminded him of his heavenly Father. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The one with his great power, who made heaven and earth. Even those very hills that the home rests on were created and molded by God himself. And with that same great power, he actively helps the writer of this psalm as he goes on his journey. That is how God helps us as well. So let's look. How does he help us? What are the ways in which we see him help us on our path home, on our travel home? Verse 3, first, he protects me by keeping my feet from stumbling and slipping on my journey home. Verse 3 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The first part of this says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. You see, on our way home, we still have difficulties. We still have struggles. The struggles. The path that we're going on is still treacherous and has many different pitfalls and struggles. And so there will be times when we get tired. There will be times when we go through struggles along our journey. Even on the final ascent, it won't be easy. Yet even in those times, our Lord, Yahweh himself, will protect us and will keep our feet from slipping. He's like a mighty trail guide, who helps us as we go through dangerous parts of the trail. I remember one time Bethany and me and Asher were going down this, from one mountain to another mountain as we were hiking. And part of the way led to some pretty steep drop-offs on this trail. The trail got really narrow, and down this was a steep cliff, and then the upside was like a kind of like a wall. Now I remember it was pretty scary. And so Asher would go on one side, and I would kind of go on the outside of him to make sure that he didn't fall down, go down the things, until he got comfortable with it enough to be able to run around and prance and freak me out as he jumped everywhere. But for a little bit there, I got to be like his trail guide to protect him, in those few seconds, I got to be like, his protector, trail guide, protector, dad. So that was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed that until he started running off and having fun and then scaring me to death. But until that time, it's kind of like a trail guide. He walks with us. He takes the outside edge of the trail for us. And yes, the trail may be scary. And yes, it may seem like we are in danger. Our Heavenly Father is like our trail guide. God protects us, keeps our feet from slipping, making sure that we will not fall, because he is the one who keeps us safe. He walks on the outside edge with us. He will not let us fall. He's our trail guide, walking with us, giving us a helping hand along the way, guiding us through the rough spots. I like what he says next in this verse. This is amazing. He says, the one who keeps you, the one who protects you, will not slumber. He will not slumber. He won't doze off. He's alert. He's paying close attention as he protects and cares for you. And he says this again in the next verse, verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. It's interesting. A good trail guide A good trail guide always is alert for the dangers that are around the people that are under his care. Hey, watch out for that branch right there. It might get you there. Hey, watch out for that trail part right there. Along that edge of that trail, the rocks are kind of the footing isn't good. So be careful as you walk that way. Don't drink that water. That water is not very good. Hey, be careful up there. Oh, this place is good. Hey, walk this way and it's a lot better. A trail guide is constantly alert for the dangers around his group, and he makes sure that he's always aware of where his group is and where all the other things are around them. And this is exactly what God's help is like on our journey home. He's already been on the trail. He already knows the dangers that are there, and he guides his group through the trail, around and through the dangers that are around them. Reminds me of a story. The flip side of it, of Elijah, when he and the prophets of the idol Baal were having a contest. Remember that story? The contest of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. The prophets of Baal were asking Baal to come help light their sacrifice, their bull on the altar, and they were doing all kinds of things. And Elijah started making fun of him a little bit. Do you remember what he said? Let's take a look. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 27. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked the prophets of Baal and said, "Cry aloud, for he's a god. Either he's talking or he's pursuing, he's chasing something, or he's on a journey, in a journey. Or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened." He's saying, "Hey, listen, guys, maybe Baal's, you know, maybe he's got stuff going on. Maybe he's checking Facebook. You know, you don't know what he's doing, you know. So maybe cry out louder. He's just not paying attention to you guys right now." Praise God, we have to not worry about that with our Heavenly Father. Oh, that's so good. He cares for us. God is not like that. He is already fully aware of where you are and aware of what is around you. He is alert in his protection of you on your journey. Let's see how he protects us. One of the ways he protects us is verse 5 says this. Let's continue to read verse 5. Psalm 121, verse 5. The Lord is thy keeper. And I want to just pause. If you look through this psalm, it just says over and over and over again, the Lord is your keeper. He who is your keeper, the one who protects you. He is your protector, your keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Verse 6 says this, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. For the one returning to Jerusalem, the one who is heading home, there are not just dangers of difficult roads, dangers of treacherous areas. There are also dangers from the heat of the sun during the day, the dangers of cold and unseen predators who hunt at night. And here we see this beautiful picture of God protecting them day and night, day and night. God's protection is always there, day and night. It doesn't matter whether it's day or night. God's protection is always there. It reminds me what this reminds me of the story of the children of Israel leaving Egypt and getting to their promised land, the very land on which Jerusalem rested. There they were leaving Egypt, and another story where God's bringing them home. And how does he bring them home? In the same way. He provides a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And these two things, these pillars of fire, a cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, leads them on their journey home. And in the process of leading them home, it also protects and guides them. Let's see what it says in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them. He's with them. He's going before them. Not just leading them with this, but he's walking ahead of them, leading them on. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Verse 22 says this, and this is amazing. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. So he's leading them through this amazing way. And also in leading them, he protects them from the hot sun during the day. The pillar of cloud protects them, gives them shade. And then by night, it gives them light and comfort in the middle of the desert, the cold desert, hot in the day, cold at night. And he walks them through the wilderness through that. Protecting them, giving them comfort at night, helping them to see, protecting them from the hidden dangers of any animals, predators, and protecting them from the hot sun during the day. This is how God helps us. He leads us and he protects us from the visible dangers around us during the day and gives us comfort and protects us from the hidden dangers of the night. He protects us from things we can see, as well as the things we cannot see. He is our protector and he cares for us. And these are the ways in which we see him helping us. In the last two verses, we see one more way that the one journeying back to Jerusalem is helped by God. Verse 7 says this, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." You see, the journey home to Jerusalem has an entirely new set of other set of dangers that those who were traveling were very well aware of. The danger of robbers and thieves who would hide along the way. Those who wished to do evil, to cause harm to those who were traveling on the way home, taking away things that were theirs as they headed up to Jerusalem. So how did God protect them? I can think of two ways. The first way may be to remove those who would do evil to the traveler, either by walking around, going away from the dangers, or by removing the dangers themselves. Another way can be, there's another way, and he can protect them from evildoers by giving them the strength and the armor to defend them from their attacks. And this is also what God does for us. Sometimes he leads us away from difficulty and dangers. Sometimes he lets us go through them, but he always gives us the protection to defend ourselves, the armor of God himself, as well as the strength of his Son in giving us the strength to defend ourselves. He does not leave us defenseless. So as God leads us, sometimes he leads us away from the danger, sometimes he removes the danger, and sometimes he lets us go through the danger by giving us the things we need to defend and protect ourselves from those who wish to do us evil, whether they are spiritual evildoers or whether they are human evildoers. God protects us, not just away from the attacks, but he also protects us in the attacks of evildoers by giving us his armor and his protection. I love this. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy soul. Is that not what God does for us? Finally, verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. As the traveler gets closer and closer to home, he sees that God has protected him all the way home. From the first step of his journey all the way to the last step as he enters the gates of the city. God's protection is full and complete. For those of us who are still on our journey, know that God's protection for you is just as full and just as complete as it was for the traveler in this psalm. From your very first step until the very last step, he watches over you, alert, aware of where you are and what is around you. He protects you from the heat of the weary sun, and he protects you from the seen dangers and the unseen dangers. He protects you from evil. He keeps your foot firm on the path. In all of these ways, God walks with us, and he protects us. So as we come to the end of our year, 2021, it's been an interesting year. God has helped us. He has protected us. He's walked with us. As we come to the end of the 2021 and look to the coming year, don't worry about how God is going to protect you, because He will protect you. His protection will not stop next year. His protection was just as able to help you. He will still watch over you. He will still care for you, and He will still protect you all the way till you get to your eternal home. Knowing that, keep doing what God made you for. Keep doing what God has made you for, which is to enjoy His presence. Pursue His presence. Enjoy being with your Heavenly Father. Enjoy the goodness that He gives to you through His grace, through His mercy, and through His love. And while you enjoy the goodness of God, find delight in being with Him. Also, glorify Him to those around you by trusting Him and by obeying Him. This is the purpose with which we walk to our heavenly home, to enjoy His goodness on the journey, learning more and more of how good and wonderful He is to us, and also by displaying His glory to those around us, by trusting in Him. And in our trust, we see His goodness displayed through us and onto others. And by obeying Him, learning to do these things, trusting Him and obeying Him as we display His glory. So as we come to a new year, next year, 2022, we are again looking forward to seeing how God will protect us, how God walks with us through the next year, just as He has this year and just as He will next year. So while we do that, while we trust in Him, while we walk with Him, let's trust Him and let's keep following Him, obeying Him as we do so, all right? Let's pray. Jesus, we look through the story of Scripture, how You have come to this broken world to redeem us, to rescue us from our sin, from the effects of sin, death, to give us hope, to walk with us on our final destination that You have prepared for us. Help us to trust You. Help us to know that You are right there with us, that You are not sleeping, that You are not slumbering, that You are walking each step of the way with us. And help us to trust You in that. Help us to find joy in Your presence and delight in Your presence and the ways in which You care for us. And help us to walk obediently in the steps that You have for us. And in so doing, that we glorify You, that we show others around us, that we show all of creation Your goodness and Your glory. Help us to do that, please. In Jesus' name, amen.